Thanks to everyone at the Pledge Table. You're back with The Conversation. The spirit of Fred and Ginger lives on in the 58-year history of the Hawaii Ballroom Dance Association. And these days, it's more than an exercise in nostalgia. There's a longing in old and young alike for disciplined styles of dancing where two people become one. Faith Ogbiani is one of the directors of the Hawaii Ballroom Dance Association.
Our organization has been in this island or this state for 58 years because we're celebrating it June 3rd at Alawai Clubhouse Palladium.
And you keep getting new people interested in ballroom dancing. Do a lot of people come to ballroom dancing kind of, later in life, having spent a lot of time thinking they couldn't dance?
That's true, because we have a lot of senior citizens. But we do reach out to the high schools and trying to attract the younger people, because our dance program, we have different levels of ballroom, and we also offer line dancing and fitness and hot hula. So we try to make the program attractive.
One of the things that you always hear about contemporary dancing is that it's not partner dancing anymore, and it doesn't seem to take a lot of skill, especially in terms of interacting with the partner. Do people tell you that they notice that?
Yes, they do, and that's why we included the line dance into our curriculum, as well as doing fitness and hot hula.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of our people that come in, some of them are not married couples; they're just singles. And it's hard to interact with someone you can't practice at home with, and they just do it at the studio or whatever district park that we have lessons at. But mm-hmm. we try to share our partners with them. You know, there's lines, and then they just take turns going through the lines.
But for real, really advanced partner dancing, you kind of need a consistent partner, don't you?
You certainly do. Because there's a chemistry, and you have to the lead and the follow, and it's a lot. I prefer couple dancing because that's how my husband and I started out. Mm-hmm. But we realize what the attraction is nowadays. You have to look for singles also besides couples.
Sure, sure. Well, I'm fascinated by the different categories that it gets divided into. I'm seeing a reference here on your website to American Smooth. What's that?
Well, American Smooth would consist of your waltz, Viennese waltz, your foxtrot, tango, quick step, because we also offer the Latin style, which is the rumba, cha-cha, salsa, mambo, bachata, those different dances. But we also have international, which is much more disciplined. And that's the difficult one.
International is what? Is tango, for example, is that an international?
Yes, you have. Because international style consists of dancing in closed position. They're not open, and they don't have the freedom as the American style has. It's closed position.
Meaning holding your partner tight?
Yes, dancing as one.
Mm-hmm. And that's very much a part of tango, I know.
Yes.
If you get
and
it wrong,
they're
you
very
start...
very serious in their style of dancing, too. American style, there's a lot more flexibility, so, you know, people enjoy it because it's the most social style of dancing that we can go out to parties like that.
Mm-hmm.
And international, you need a lot of room, you know, to execute the steps and styling.
And with really close partner dancing, one wrong move and you're bumping into your partner, right?
I know, because we try to teach the beginners. We have a novice beginner class that we just started on Saturday mornings, and we have a big group that came out, and we try to teach them how to step into the partners. Because it's a normal walk style, but people have the tendency that if they think they're going to hit each other, so they walk outside of each other
mm-hmm.
instead of into each other.
So that that takes some training. Well, I think a lot of the type of dancing that you're talking about, you really do need to get some instruction to get it right, don't you think?
Yes, you do. Yes.
Well, for example, you have a category for swing dancing. How is that different from, you know, what is that within the world of ballroom dancing?
Well, you have the sophisticated style of swing, which is called West Coast, very slow and sexy moves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the international jive, which is very showy, and there's a lot of lifting of the knees because it's a high-impact dance, similar to your jitterbug, the good old days, rock and roll, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different style of swings.
Where do Fred and Ginger fall in along these categories?
Fred and Ginger would apply to many of the dances because if you really study the art of dancing, you'll realize that a lot of the steppings that is used throughout the dances are similar. And it's just a different rhythm and movement of steps, but all of the dancing steps are similar. And you as you learn the dance and grow with it, you realize that there's many variations of the dance. But if you learn the basic movements early on, you'll develop that to the different levels of dancing. Because it's just the tempo changes, different rhythms. It's what it's all about.
What are some of those basics that you need to learn, kind of the early things you teach, the first things you teach?
How to hold your partner, the lead and the follow, the stepping and the styling, basically how you're moving with your partner and holding her and how you're stepping into each other. Those are really important. And how to move, you know, with the weight change of the step.
Because mm-hmm.
sometimes we're so stiff that we don't realize that you need to be flexible in your movements.
The whole idea of the lead and the follow, it sounds as if that's pretty important to a lot of these dance styles.
Yes, it is.
How do you... So the lead signals what? With a little bit of pressure on the waist that now we're going to this direction or that direction? Is that how it works?
Well, the lady has her left arm secured on his right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a hold on her, and it's a body movement of moving forward with your body, telling her that you're pushing her forward. You know, some people think it's all arms and everything,
mm-hmm.
but it's the body. If you move your body, she can tell that you're coming forward on her with your chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, moving into her. And a lot of us, we are afraid of that movement because we're thinking we're going to clash or bump, you know, each other. But it's just a lead to tell you go back or come forward. But, of course, the arms play a big part of it because it's the shape of it that's telling her.
Faith Agbayani is one of the directors of the Hawaii Ballroom Dance Association, which offers classes at several Oahu locations, along with East Hawaii and Central Maui. You can learn more on our Facebook page, The Conversation.
Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from Achieve 3000, a literacy program used by Hawaii students in grades pre-K through 12, offering home edition with parent support in 19 languages. Achieve3000.com.